Welcome to Timeless Church Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and today we continue our series on the I Am statements of Jesus. In John chapter 10, our Lord declared, "I am the door. Through him alone we find salvation and safety." Today's message reminds us that Christ is not one of many ways. He is the only door to eternal life. Stay with us as we look at Jesus, the door.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, we're going to have to understand.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back. And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Hello, this is Pastor Burns, and welcome back to the Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're continuing our series on the I Am statements of Jesus, and today we move into the second part of his powerful declaration, "I am the door." When Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheep," he was drawing a line between himself and all the false teachers, false shepherds, and empty religious systems of his day. Religion, traditions, and man's efforts could never bring people to God. Only through him, the true door, can anyone be saved. In John chapter 10, Jesus teaches us that those who enter through him will find salvation, security, and satisfaction. He offers not only eternal life, but he offers abundant life, a life of peace with God, a life guided by his voice, and a life where our deepest needs are met in him. That's the focus of our study today. The authority of Jesus as the door, the relationship we enjoy with him as our shepherd, and the invitation he gives to every soul, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." We'll get into God's word in just a moment, but first, let's prepare our hearts with the great hymn that reminds us of God's majesty and power, "How Great Thou Art."
Sings my soul. All right, we are in John chapter 10 as we continue our series here on the I Am Declarations of Jesus. And we notice in our lesson here this morning that there are two responses to the truth. Those whose eyes are opened by humility accept the truth. They invite Jesus into their life. And those who remain blind in their proud, self-righteous heart, they reject the truth. And they often become offended at the words of Jesus. You know, Jesus said this. He said, "Blessed is the man who's not offended in me." So many become offended at the truth. I was talking to a woman who was interested in what the Bible had to say about eternal life. And I told her, I said, well, the Bible states for us that we are sinners. We are lost in our own sin and separated from God. And she became upset with that statement. She said, listen, we don't need to call people names. Now, when the Bible calls us a sinner, like Romans 6:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, it's not calling us a name. It's giving to us a diagnosis. It's telling us our condition. It's telling us our hard condition. It's saying, this is who you really are. You have come short of the glory of God. And the Pharisees in verse number 40, they ask Jesus a question. They become offended at the words of Jesus. And they say, are we blind also? And Jesus said, if you truly understood your blindness, you would come to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. And this is where we get John 10, as Jesus gives to us this incredible truth about eternal life. Let's look at what the Bible says. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable Jesus said unto them, but they understood not the things which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station, proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So this is the message that Jesus gives to the religious leaders of the day. And it's a message that describes the deception of religion. I want us to look at some thoughts here this morning. Can we think about the right of Jesus? Verily, verily, I say unto you, John 10, verse 1, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. I think the truth is pretty apparent here. As the Bible often illustrates God's relationship with his people as a shepherd and his sheep. We'll look at this truth later in our study, that Jesus, of course, is the good shepherd. The Pharisees, who are religious leaders of the day, who claim to have insight, Jesus said that they were blind in John chapter 9. These were illustrated by Jesus as false shepherds. They were not the good shepherd. They were not the true shepherd. There's the contrast of the passage, the good shepherd compared to the false shepherds. If you could imagine in your mind this morning the scene of a shepherd in Bible days. A shepherd enters through a gate into a walled enclosure which has several flocks in one pen. The enclosure was stone walls. It was guarded at night by the doorkeeper to prevent thieves and beasts of prey from entering. Anyone who climbed the wall would not be there to help protect the sheep. But the shepherd had the authority and the right to enter that pen. Now, this is what Jesus is saying. He's speaking of his rightful place. He's saying, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Thieves take possessions that doesn't belong to them. Robbers do the same, but the illustration that Jesus gives here is in a more violent manner. And so Jesus gives us prophetic truth that the church would know many who try to lead the church for their own gain and not the benefit of the sheep. Filthy lucre, vain glory, personal profit. The illustration is a picture of Israel. The Pharisees were attempting to lead Israel while avoiding the door, and the door was Jesus. And we'll get to this in just a moment as Jesus declares himself as the door. Jesus, as the door, is standing in his rightful place. He is the way into God's fold. And may I say, he is the only way into God's fold. John 10, 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Paul put it this way in 1 Timothy 2, 5. He says, there is one God and there is one mediator, one door between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18, he says, all power or all authority has been given to him. This is his rightful place. This is his authority. In Revelation 1, 18, Jesus had in his hands the key of hell and of death. God the Father said in Matthew 17, 5, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It speaks of Jesus as the door. And God says, hear ye him. Acts chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is a divine necessity. If we're going to be saved, we must enter the door. It is through Jesus that we find salvation. I want to remind you today that the spirit of Antichrist is instead of Christ. And that spirit, John the Apostle notes, is already in the world. And many replace Jesus, the door, with all kinds of religious busyness and activity. But Jesus is in his rightful place. He is the door. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just. He is faithful. He will forgive again and again. And he is justified, or he is the justified one. He alone has the right to forgive us of our sins. This is the right of Jesus. But can we think about his rightful preachers? The Bible says in John 10, verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, we know that Jesus is the good shepherd. The local church today has under-shepherds, leaders, or overseers of the church. But we notice that they come through the door. They are ones who embrace the truth, not reject the truth. Again, Jesus is countering the doctrine of the Pharisees, those preachers of God who lift up the message of Jesus, the door, the good shepherd, and preach the cross. They invite people to come to the light. They invite people to come out of the darkness into the light. The ones who are thieves and robbers are not coming by the authority of God. They do not lift up the name of Jesus, but they are come to hurt and to harm. They are come to destroy. John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So they come to steal life and to kill life and to destroy life. We notice the contrast of missions and purpose. One is a promoter of life and the other is a promoter of death. They come to kill and destroy life. And there is only one who is the promoter of death, and we see it in the Bible, that is the devil himself. Hebrews 2, verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The devil has the power of death. The devil is the promoter of death. John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now many promote in our world today a message of darkness and a message of death. They reject Jesus as the door, and they present another way to heaven. But friend, listen to me. If anyone comes, as Paul wrote to the church of Galatia, and presents another gospel, which Paul says is not another gospel, it is not another message of good news, it is a message of bad news, it is a false gospel, it is a false message, it is a false hope, it is a message of destruction. It is a message of death. The Bible says that there is a pathway that men promote, but it is the pathway of destruction. And there are many religions today, as Jesus presents them as false shepherds. But the true shepherd of the flock of God will present Jesus as the door. And he will be in his rightful place. Can we notice not only the right of Jesus, his rightful place, his rightful preachers, can we consider the idea of a relationship with Jesus? Now the Bible says in verse number 3 of John 10, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. The porter here listed in our text is the gatekeeper or the doorkeeper. More wealthy Jews would hire someone to watch the sheep. Some have suggested that this represents God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. But the true shepherd comes and is authorized to enter. The sheep hear his voice. The shepherd knows their name, and he leads them. We notice in our text a familiar voice. The sheep follow him. They follow his voice. They know his voice. Jesus' voice brings clarity, not confusion. People often say to me, Pastor Burns, why are there so many religions in the world if God is not the author of confusion? And God is not the author of confusion. But the thing is, the devil is the author of confusion. Jesus' voice brings comfort and calmness. In John 18:37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king, and to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. For everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. It is the voice of the shepherd today, and it is a voice of the gospel that Jesus died for you, and that you can have eternal life if you come through Christ. Would you do that today? Would you hear his voice? And would you come to the shepherd?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross. And now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.